Queer.
It is. Watch it was at 102.1.
And it's just going on 9:45.
Already?
Yeah. Quickly.
Time flies when you're having fun. Talk about time flying. It's been so long since I've seen you, Phil Brown. Hello.
Welcome to Queer Radio. Hello,
again.
Everyone.
Hello.
And talk about time flying. The 17th of May, it's nearly over, and today has been such a very important day to our community. And for those who didn't tune into the show earlier and you've just tuned in now, it is Idaho today. And that's International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia, Biphobia, and that's not in order. That's just all the... I like to put bi at the end because I'm part of the bi community. So I'll put myself there at
Why
the
not?
End.
Be unique.
But let's just say some really exciting things that I want to say about today, like the fact that rainbow flags have been flying at City Hall, at the headquarters at Queensland Police, and the ambulance and fire service during the day.
Very goosebumpy seeing all of that.
Yep, it's... and there's been lights up at Parliament House, which from the photos that
Queensland
have been online,
Parliament House.
Amazing.
Yes.
City Hall, and of course the bridges, the Story Bridge, which they did last year, and the Victoria Bridge, and the Kurilpa Bridges have all been lit up, and you've been traipsing around town with your rainbow flag.
We have. We've just got off a ferry and walking tour in time to come here. We had a group of us walk around and we took turns leading it, carrying the rainbow flag on the flagpole.
It's a very cool extendable flagpole, I've got to say.
Yes.
Very cool.
Amazing. And what is just incredible is going on the ferry under the bridge when it's all lit in lights, and then we went down the river. And because you're going down the river, the middle of the river, you get an incredible, not only view of the bridge, but the water, because you're
it's
down so low,
beautiful.
It looks like the water is on fire with the rainbow colours. It's incredible. And then, you know, we saw all three bridges lit up in rainbow lights from the water, which is pretty amazing.
That's wonderful.
And I had to come from Turinga this evening on the way here, so I didn't actually get to go that way to see it. So I'm really looking forward to heading home because I live on the south side, so I get to see it on the way home.
Yeah, you get to see some of that,
Stop and, you know, maybe get out and take it in for a few minutes.
Take some photos.
It does look amazing.
Keep the memory for yourself.
Yeah, because, you know, it's not only us people that live locally, it's all the people in the country areas. It's all the, you know, I think this is very, very relevant for the people in the countries where homosexuality is illegal and they can go to jail for up to life, and even the countries where gay sex is gay sex conviction is a death penalty.
I mean, we're lucky because right here in Queensland, convictions that were passed over people, give me the dates, back in the
1990.
Yeah.
The year
up till
I was
1990.
Born. That's scary to think it happened the year I was born.
But they've been getting overturned now.
Well, there's a bill just been introduced, so everyone can go to the parliamentary website and make a submission supporting that bill. So hopefully in coming months we will see that bill pass and those convictions can be wiped.
Absolutely. And we'll put up some links to that on our social network.
Yeah. And if you know anyone who is convicted on gay sex charges, BLAG is actually requesting for people to put submissions in, correct?
Or to contact us and we can, you know, sort of use their words in a submission if they're comfortable with that. Because as with anyone, you know, we all know this being queer, you know, it's the lived experience. And once you tell someone, you know, what you've gone through and prejudice and discrimination, they can understand, you know, your lot in life and, you know, treat you as an equal citizen, which is all we want, really.
Yeah, truly.
But it's not just about today, people. There is more happening. So if for some reason you were busy, like I had to work today and couldn't make it along to these events, there is more happening on the weekend. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about what you've got planned for Sunday?
Yes. Sunday we are having the annual Idahot Community Day again in Brisbane. And what that involves, It's a free community event. Everyone is welcome. Not only LGBTI people, bring your family, bring your straight friends, bring anyone. And there will be entertainment throughout the course of the day. The big thing that people can get most benefit from, I feel, is all the stalls from all the LGBTI and also the mainstream support agencies, because we've got all the support services for LGBTI people, but we've also got, like, for example, this year we've got, for the second year, the Queensland Police Service is having a stall with their fabulous LGBTI liaison officers, one of whom was there tonight with us, posing in all the photos.
Personally, I think it's great that there's LGBTI liaison officers, somebody can go to,
and they will be there. So everyone can approach them on Sunday and have a chat with them about any issues regarding policing issues. We've also got the Queensland Ambulance Service and the Queensland Fire and Emergency Services for the first time having a stall this year, promoting how they are inclusive of LGBTI people in the community of Queensland which they serve. We've also got the Anti-Discrimination Commission coming, you know, to talk to people about, you know, how they can help with issues of discrimination. Fabulous LGBTI support groups, like, for example, the LGBTI Legal Service. If ever you, you know, sort of have any legal issues, you're not sure how to respond to, you know, they can assist with that. And so many other terrific community organisations there. So it's a great opportunity for people to become aware of what support these groups actually provide and how they can assist them.
Yeah.
And then following, so that is 11 a.m. this Sunday in Queen's Park in Brisbane CBD. And if anyone doesn't know where that is, it's immediately behind the Treasury Casino on George Street.
Yep. So between the Treasury Casino and the Treasury Casino Hotel.
Correct.
Is the park with the big statue of
Victoria, isn't it?
Queen.
Isn't it Victoria?
I think it,
I'm sure it's Victoria.
I think it might be.
I was going to say Queen Anne, which can't be possibly right, because I don't think there was a Queen Anne, so I must be wrong.
I remember one marriage equality rally previously seeing the Queen's statue there draped in the rainbow flag.
That's exactly
that
right.
That would have been beautiful.
I thought, that's beautiful. That's lovely.
Mm. That's the way
I don't
it
believe
be.
It was disrespectful. I think she would
think so.
Probably have thought that was a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that, especially on Idaho, that she would support that, because I think the current queen would probably support that as well.
Yes, very likely.
But that's
yes.
my opinion.
Yes. So then that community day, that begins at 11, it finishes at 1, and what happens at 1 o'clock when that finishes is we are walking down as a group along the footpath to King George Square, where once again the rainbow flag will be flying from Brisbane City Hall, while the lovely civil celebrant Gay Lemon will be conducting an Idaho memorial ceremony for people who've suffered with discrimination and prejudice, and those who are no longer with us as a result of that prejudice. And that will be happening in King George Square. Probably by the time we get there, 10 past 1, 1:15, something like that. And that will be beneath the beautiful rainbow flag again. Yeah, so very powerful, uplifting. You know, it's all about hope and encouragement and support. So,
and I'm going to say, because you may have heard that there's weather coming at Brisbane direction. There is so many awesome rainbow umbrellas out there. Bring your rainbow umbrella, get wet, and celebrate.
Well, I
who
would
we
say,
are.
Be it because I used to be a Boy Scout, and the motto is "Be prepared." Bring your rainbow umbrella, but the forecast is only for a 50% chance of rain.
Oh,
and
really?
This morning, and only 0 to 2 millimetres of rain. So that's nothing.
And knowing Brisbane, we will not get that 50%.
Yes.
And who cares? Yeah. My point is, you know, it's just water. Mm. And more tears have been shed by people who have suffered than the amount of rain that could possibly fall out of that sky.
Exactly.
If you added it all up, I bet there is more tears that have been I know I've shed tears. Have you shed tears?
No, I think we all have.
We all have.
Everyone in the studio has shed tears, which brings me to my query, which is how can we empower our community and stand tall this Idaho, other than bringing our rainbow umbrellas and making it down on Sunday? What else can we do? What do you do, Phil?
I would say being aware and accessing the services that can support the community and make the community stronger and more resilient, that is a really good place to start. And that's why I think it's so important for people to have the opportunity to talk to these people on the stalls. And if you're in a remote area way outside of Brisbane, or even if you're in Brisbane and you can't get there and you feel you need support, Google a fabulous organisation called Diverse Voices, who will be there on the day. Google them. You can ring them 365 days a year in the evening, free call, I think, and you can get some marvellous support from them. And you know, if you need specific information or support in your area, they can then direct you and refer you. So even if you can't get there to be able to access all these fabulous support services, ring up Diverse Voices and they can point you in the right direction.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Phil Brown, for joining us in the studio.